There is a passage that I would like to read. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 9 says this. Also, he spoke this parable, meaning Jesus began to share this story to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. I want to stop here for a moment. Out of all the places where Jesus was, there were people that were broken, that needed healing. There were people that were sick, that were in need of his touch. But also there were people filled with religion. The Bible calls them having a form of godliness, but denying God's power from within. In different words, it's exactly what Coriana shared this morning, that having from the outside, like everything is good. This is what we would choose, the people that we would choose. From the appearance of the outside, this is how they would qualify. But God sees our hearts. And this is a time when the next few moments, I want to talk about our hearts. I want to talk about what's happening in our hearts. And yes, you might say, well, don't you know what's in our heart? The blood is pumping and the muscles are there and all of the things. No, I'm talking about the spiritual heart. Because the Bible says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. It's that serious. The life that God has given to me and to you this morning, it's precious. But the Bible also reminds me and you that it's temporary. But he reminds us of eternity. And there is an eternity. Eternity with the Lord being in heaven, or eternity in hell. And the Bible says that Jesus looked. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And Jesus is speaking to me and to you this morning, and especially to those that is trusting or are trusting in themselves, thinking that we are righteous on our own, that we are righteous by doing good deeds, thinking that I am righteous because I decided to come to church this morning. I am righteous because I gave my tithes. I am righteous because I pray 5 times a day. Jesus has a word for us this morning, especially for those that find the righteousness in themselves, not in God. And he continues. And he says that usually those people will despise others that are seeking for God. 2 men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortionists, unjust, idolaters, or even as this tax collector. Verse 12. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. When he says all, I'm assuming it's before taxes. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This morning, this is the safest place in the entire world, or I should say, the church, the house of God, the house of prayer should be the safest place when we gather together to come and say, oh God Almighty, I'm asking you to pour out your grace and mercy and your righteousness upon me. I don't want to take the position of some who trust in themselves that they are righteous on their own. I don't deserve your grace. I don't deserve your mercy. That's all what this season is all about. The season of Christmas. That the Son of God left heaven, came into this world, was born as a child to give hope to me and to you. To forgive me and you of all of our sins. To cleanse us and to call us holy.
And when we find ourselves in that position, doesn't matter how long of a journey has been since we have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we always will find ourselves at the cross saying, oh God, have mercy upon me, sinner, because without you I am far away and I am lost. But because of you, I am righteous. I am holy because you have imputed that righteousness and the holiness upon me. It's nothing that I can do by my own strength and my own effort to earn salvation. But it's as easy as ABC. A, admitting that I'm a sinner. Admitting this morning that God, without you I am lost. It doesn't matter how good I am. It doesn't matter how good of a behavior I might have. Without you I'm a sinner. And this morning I'm admitting that I'm a sinner. B, it's believing. Because the Bible says, without faith, you and me cannot please God. It's believing in the cross, believing in the promises of God, believing in the Son of God, that He has come to this earth, was born from a virgin, Mary, lived a life without sin, yet died a death as He was a criminal, because He took the place for me and for you. And see, the Bible says, for those that believe in their hearts and they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. It's simple as that. And this morning, as we've heard from Coriana, that God is in need of you. Not because He can do nothing without you, but because He chooses to go on this journey with you and me. This is the love of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever in this room and in this world will believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the everlasting life starts not when we die, but it starts when we receive Jesus as a personal Savior. Eternity with Jesus starts in this moment when we come and open our hearts to Him. Eternity with Jesus can start for you if you have not made a decision to open your life to Jesus Christ. And this morning, I would ask you if you can stand please with me. And as a response to what Coriana shared, that God looks at our hearts. Jesus began to speak to those that considered themselves righteous on their own. And He gave them an example of being like that sinner, tax collector, to say, God, I need you. Transform my life and save me. And if you're here this morning, that I would ask you to do something boldly, that you've never responded to the call of Jesus Christ by committing your life to Him, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart in Jesus Christ and starting this new life. Would you be bold enough to raise your hand, that we're going to be praying together? We're not here to embarrass you. This is the greatest thing that you can do in the entire world, to commit your life to Jesus Christ, to celebrate not only outwardly what Christmas is about gifts and lights, as good as that is, but to celebrate within your heart of the eternal life that can begin in your life this morning. So if this is you, before we pray, if you can bow your heads, and if this is you that you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ by responding, I see one hand. Is it another one? Is there anyone else? I see two hands. Is there anyone else that would like to give their life to Jesus Christ? Praise God. Now, for the sake of those that raise their hands, would you pray together with me to just help them in this journey? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for the hope that I have in you. I thank you for this Christmas season. And you've given me this gift of salvation. You had given yourself to me, for me, so now I can live. I receive you by faith. And I pray this morning that you would help me to live this life according to your word. I confess this morning that Jesus is my Savior. I confess this morning that you are my righteousness. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for cleansing me. And thank you that I belong to you. I love you. And thank you for loving me. You have found me. And I'm grateful for that. And I pray from now on, baptize me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with a love towards your word. Baptize me with a love towards prayer. And help me to understand the word in a deeper way. I love you, Lord, and I praise you in Jesus' name. I would want to ask you if you can lift all of your hands, please. And we're just going to thank the Lord, because what happened this morning, it's worth rejoicing for. Amen. So take in your own words and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you have saved us. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in you. Thank you, God, that this is the place where we can come and pray. Yes, this is the place where we can open our mouth and say we're grateful for what you have done. We're grateful for your grace and mercy. We're grateful for your mercy that has been poured out upon us. Oh, God, we thank you that this is the safest place in the house of God where we can come and say, God, have mercy upon us. Thank you, Jesus, for touching two people this morning and saving them. Oh, God Almighty, thank you, because the heaven is rejoicing and we rejoice together. Hallelujah. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the work of the cross. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you always saved. You are saving today and you will continue to save till that day when our eyes will see you face to face. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name.